This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
7 minutes after 10. So it is the last Thursday of the month, and you should know the drill by now, because every last Thursday of the month, we speak to Brasol, Mr. Sol Mulobi, founder of Brand Hill Foundation. Brasol, good evening to you. How are you?
Great, and how are you, my brother? And good evening to the power listeners.
Good stuff, good stuff. We are not complaining. Brasol, how have you been? Have you been healthy? Have you been taking care of yourself?
No, I've been good, but also a bit conflicted, because in the past 4 weeks, I've lost two members of my WhatsApp group. I was with them at the rehab, Maria Shaladi and Regis Matavire.
Mm.
But I also have some great news.
Mm.
Today is Nosipue Masikane's Ladies on Wheels second anniversary. You remember we interviewed her a few weeks ago?
Yes.
So we are saying happy anniversary to Ladies on Wheels. But I even have much better news.
Yeah.
Since you have already indicated this is the last week of Women's Month,
yeah.
So we'll be talking love, pregnancy, labor, postnatal care, support from family and friends, with one of my WhatsApp group members, Carol Koza, who was blessed with a beautiful baby boy 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
And also joining us is Dr. Nomalanga Sibeko, who will give us a bit of medical advice on what those women who are with disabilities and are pregnant, what they need to look out for.
Yeah. So Carol, the sad part is that Carol's phone is off. So, but we'll continue to get hold, to trying to get hold of Carol. But Dr. Nomalanga Sibeko
just sent me a new number that I forwarded it to Ntabiseng. Ask Ntabiseng to check.
Okay, good. No. In that case, we'll definitely get her on the line then.
Wonderful. Yeah. Yes.
But for now, we've got Dr. Nomalanga Sibeko, who's already holding Brasol.
Okay.
Dr. Sibeko, good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine. And yourself?
We are fine, ma'am. Thank you for your time. We really, really appreciate it.
No, thank you to you as well.
Good stuff. So, Brasol, if you can kick off this conversation with Dr. Sibeko.
Yeah, in fact, Dr. Sibeko used to be attached to Steve Biko Academic Hospital, and she's now based in the Northern Cape. She's a medical doctor attached to a mining company there.
Mm.
Perhaps we can start with to tell us a bit about what common medical challenges that pregnant women with disabilities are experiencing.
Absolutely. Dr. Sibeko, please.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. I can say that during my experience as a doctor, we've seen some patients who are mother living with disabilities who've got problems first during pregnancy. It doesn't happen after pregnancy. It starts before pregnancy, where you find that with their limited abilities, they need a support. Because as you become pregnant, the body changes as well, and you need more support of a spouse, or you need more support of the relatives.
Mm.
So that's problem number one. And such women, they usually don't have like the maternal group where they group together, do exercises. You only find that it's only the women who are able, who've got their own exercise groups, and these are the people who are really, really discriminated, and they are very challenged from that space.
Mm.
So the other thing that we've seen is after pregnancy, now the baby is born, the mobility, just to move around the house with the baby, the breastfeeding, the feeding, the taking chores of the house, or of the house, what's this, the house chores inside the facility itself. And you see that these are the women who need a special equipment, who need the support from the system, system help, and also who need some financial care. And also it depends where they're coming from, because you do have others who are coming from good background and also who are coming from poverty.
Yeah. It must be, you know, tough. It must be something that carries a lot of risks for women with a disability. But I'm sure there are, you know, that there are certain disabilities which are more riskier than others.
Yes. Remember that the disabilities, we can divide them. Others are physical. Some are mental. Others are due to your background, your historical background, we call it medical background, and others can be due to the sense of organs itself.
All right, Carol is now joining us on the line. Carol, good evening, ma'am. How are you?
Evening, Teresa. How are you?
I'm very good. You are 26, Secunda Mpumalanga, a paraplegic, and a proud mom of a baby boy, Amukelo Liano. How was that process of pregnancy?
Sorry?
Your pregnancy, I mean, what were the challenges that you had to go through? Did you have any fears?
Yes, like everyone, I think everyone always have the fear of the unknown. But mine were not that much. The challenges that I had was the bladder incontinence, because my bladder is overreactive. So with the pregnancy and the pressure of the uterus and all that on top of the bladder, it was very, very, very bad, because sometimes I used to have incidents where maybe I was in the mall and then I'll experience that incontinence. Then I have to buy some new clothes so that I can feel new, fresh, incontinent that day. But it was really a problem.
Besides
that, I didn't have any other health issues. It was just that bladder incontinence as well as the UTI.
And then
I remember during from 7 months going upwards, if it's going to be cooler, so mas cooler than jalo, because I'm using itself catheter to drain urine, so I couldn't reach down there, because of itani. The same cooler cool. Then I went to itani and I asked him to answer the drain catheter, and then he did, but I don't know what was happening with the bladder, because whenever they put that indwelling catheter, maybe they put it 4 times. But they didn't respond. They slightly block kanjalo. So I remember the first time I couldn't pee, but years and I'm pressed. Yeah. And then that happened for almost 4 hours, and then that I couldn't even take it anymore. I just went straight to my friend's house, and then I told her to accompany me back to the hospital. And then I told them, "Ankonukama." And then they said, well, it's not you choose. You suffer from the self catheter that you're using, or comfortable. No, it's not that. But ngiyalimala. I even went to the bathroom and then checked. Ngabona this balloon, it was outside. So you go being a corner trainer because they blocked me. And then can't ban touch can. I was okay, we saw you and all that. But yeah, from lapo and I'm a catheter sangapinary right to him. Even now after babe, I saw your catheter, but it still kept doing the very same thing. You understand?
Yeah,
so I was always on my antibiotics.
You also have a very interesting story, because you got involved in a car accident in 2016. Your spinal cord completely broken. You were in the car with your boyfriend, who later dumped you after your life changed and lost interest in your relationship. But your mental strength has gotten you through.
Yes. First of all, things where you said they would say legend is fun.
Legend, I'm a
daughter. And then, see, now, you know, South Africa, you know, like pandemic, not like COVID. very gender-based violence, what was.
Yeah.
So, nani ngathi ngithi ni experience le student le, we but never no experience anga like physically experience emotional, you understand. First of all, it's kind of like that we experience. Because lapho I thought ni no pay ongithanda yo, you understand. Also my nani through thick and thin, you understand. And then after going there, everything then our kind of about. I think now it ain't a cool emotionally, not mentally, like mentally. So, and then Avantarani, they're not educated, disability, we understand. So, they still have that fear, which okay, Avantarani, because I remember the first time you Varashel, and I forced myself out to Yela Payan, Gaia, and then whenever we call Munto no Kalania. Ngikahlala jampi uzofuna kumvimbe eminyango and ngiyazi i-reason yalapho ukuthi bengafuni ukuthi abantu babone ukuthi he's in love umuntu o-disability, you understand that. So yonke lento leyo it affected me ukuthi ngigcine ngilose interest kuma-relationship, but makuhamba isikhathi ngasitshela ukuthi you know what, futhi lena it wasn't meant for mina le ndoda leyona, so yazi isingilahle phansi and then ngenze i-self introspection isibuza ukuthi ngifunani and then uthando sekhona na and then abanye ukuthi uthando lukhona, it's just that abantu abangakwazi ukuthanda, you understand.
Yeah,
but yangenza futhi 10-2 manje ziba sengibhekile
heban.
Yes,
here's the gender.
Legend, I'm tired. Yeah, but when you tell like gender, if you're disabled, and you're single mother, but can't get along with your bone.
Yeah.
Because we see so in a way.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, can I say something, Mike?
Yes, please, sir. Yes,
when I was at the rehab, fully paralyzed for about 7 months, and I used to look outside and I would see Carol and some other young patients, ne? Young, beautiful, and I looked at them and I said, at least I've lived past 50. And here are these young girls who are beautiful. They had their future ahead of them and they are stuck on wheelchairs. But one thing that I found very interesting about them is that they were having fun. There was this guy, Tokozani from Tembisa, who was on an automated wheelchair. And they used to make a train behind him. And they used to drive around having fun. Then I said, okay. I found that very inspiring, you know.
Yeah.
But instead of them being depressed, there they were having fun. Instead of saying we are supposed to be out there partying. That inspired me.
Absolutely.
And yeah, I just fell in love with them.
Ah, beautiful.
You know? Can I add on that?
Yes, Matt. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to say, like I said, that there is a physical and a mental inability, like to do something. So, you know, I say if physically you cannot reach what you want to reach, the best thing you need to compensate with is your mental. So what you're saying and what my sister is saying, I really like the positive spirit because she said, physically, I'm not going to go down. But mentally, I'm going to pick myself up.
Sure. So, Dr. Sibeko, I mean, your colleagues in the medical fraternity, do they understand the dynamics around, you know, delivering, you know, children from people like Carol?
Yes, they do understand, especially the gynecologist, because one thing they try to avoid is the cesarean section. Remember that if you are paraplegic, all your senses can be lost from the waist down or also from the T4, like from the hands down. So usually you avoid things like cesarean sections because those are things that will make you to have infections post-cesarean. And also they avoid to do things like vacuuming or preventing like head injuries on the kids because they need really an assistant bed. And the usual one that they prefer is a normal delivery, the natural one.
Yeah. Carol, how difficult it is to raise a child, particularly at that age, you know, from for the first few, maybe 36 months or so, as somebody who with a disability?
Yeah, gonna. It's very difficult because I'm not sure but depressed, ne? Even though maybe it depresses in our levels, we are in our stages. Maybe the level one, well, because you won't be able to move around. You know, because it's even a trauma. After it's the thing is C-section, so I'm still having I'm a pain with operation. You understand, and then. The anesthesia, but sorry, I'm in the general anesthesia, eh? So I just felt like in your arms, you're paralyzed times two. So now this is more heavy, and then my finally pain, it's so I have to lift up. Then I will still die with the operation, and then I'm not supposed to lift up even there.
What then is the reaction, Carol, of people? You know, because sometimes we think that people like yourself should not get pregnant. We don't imagine you making babies, so to speak.
In fact, before she answers, before she answers, I'm going to be naughty to say that in my village, there were disabled women with disabilities. They fell pregnant even though we didn't know who impregnated them.
Of course.
So I was so happy when Carol announced she's pregnant and she's happy. Then I said, wow.
Yeah, no, it's it. But that's all you're telling the truth. Yeah. I don't know if it's Carol or Dr. Swego that wanted to chip in as well.
I always say that a woman is a woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you are a woman living with a disability, you are as normal as the other woman when it comes to physiology.
Yeah.
So it's easy to get pregnant. The desires can be there, and then it's easy to get pregnant. It's just that, Carol is saying, that the boyfriends or the partners, they tend to go away. So they think that these are the women they can use and go away. And which is not like that. They also have that desire to have a family, to raise a family, to be married, and to stay with their partner.
Yeah. So, Carol, did you get those funny comments from people?
Yeah, a lot. Because then that was really out. Is it possible to be pregnant? I mean, like, I'm pregnant. At the end, again, I don't see, like, aren't you afraid of me? That man is carrying. Is he miscarriage for who? From who? And I'm going to
Understand. Yeah.
So, but I, you say, people are not educated, near disability. They think if maybe socially fancy, you can't have sex. You can't be in a relationship. You can't be pregnant. Even those bananas. And then it's possible. We're still human beings. It's just that,
Absolutely.
So I said, okay, you might say around different relations in the pill. Because I remember this one time in the Sendela, so I'm going to take this and I'm going pregnant. I think I was 2 months being around. There was this girl, they got pregnant. Unkumuntu, wakwatela, the boyfriend, which why you abuse Umuntu, disabled, pregnant. And then I was like, can't you be disabled? I got my language handy now. Because it is able to now, but soon I'm a feeling.
Absolutely. That's all. We're just about to wrap up. Anything else that you wanted to add?
No, I'm going to mention one couple that I admire so much. Is my former colleague at the South African Embassy in Washington, Andrew Nhlapo, who has been married to his beautiful wife, for many years, and the wife in fact works for the World Bank. Her name is Charlotte Madeleine Nhlapo. And I would say big ups to them. And maybe in closing, Carol can tell us quickly about her Envisage Foundation and what it intends to do. But from Brand Hill Africa Foundation, we'll say follow us on all social media to see what we are up to. And also to thank Dr. Swego for having joined us.
Carol, tell us about the foundation.
Okay, this foundation, it's basically, about disability. So it's called My Scars, Golden Scars.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's not, like, it doesn't include abantu disability pain, but it includes everyone, because I believe wonke umuntu unayo iscar sakhe noma singekho physical, you understand? So kuzoba nama support groups lapho la sikhona khona ukuthi sincedane emotionally, yabona, ngama emotional matters. And then ngifuna nokuthi sidonate impahla to the need, especially ey'kolweni zabantwana aba-disabled. And then nokudla, ama-food parcels, nayo yonke le nto leyo nje. Yona, I'm still drafting it, we understand that. So I'm still open to new ideas ukuthi soyenza kanjani, and njengoba nibrasol naye offering ukuthi uzangisiza. So I just hope ukuthi yonke into izohamba right. And then enye ukuthi ngifuna wonke umuntu one-disability are independent. So
no, we wish you well, ma. Dr. Sibeko, what's your message to women with disabilities who want to have children, and those that have children, in terms of what they should always remember?
Okay, what I want to say, you can still have children, and nobody should discriminate you. You can still be a mother, and a very good mother, because I've been reading the articles, and it shows that the children of the mothers who are living with disabilities, they actually tend to do well. They are very responsible, and they are very independent. They've got empathy and sympathy and a very great love, because they know how is it like if you're not able to reach out. And to my colleagues, I'll just want to appeal that we treat these mothers with dignity, and we never look down upon them, and you must treat them just like any normal person. To the government, I would like you to assist these mothers, at least with community volunteers, or just to pay them stipends to visit all the mothers who are not able to do some chores with their children, or to help them, just to come and help them and be their nannies for a day, just like they pay for other HIV or any other elderly patients. That would be my request.
Thank you so much, guys, for a wonderful chat. We really appreciate it. And Carol Akulumshana. Rasol, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you, Carol. Okay.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.